This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 19th of August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm night is settling across Israel. In Jerusalem, clear skies provide a comfortable evening. Tel Aviv also enjoys a mild night, perfect for a late stroll. Meanwhile, Haifa remains calm with a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last 35 minutes, Israel Hayom reports that Naftali Bennett has unveiled his new security strategy. He suggests Israel should target Iran directly if Hezbollah attacks. Also, earlier this hour, according to JNS, Prime Minister Netanyahu revealed Syria was close to allowing Turkish troops on its soil. The U.S. envoy voiced concern about recent escalations there. Also this hour, Walla reports on former President Trump's strategy shift regarding Iran. The White House now aims to weaken Iran over time rather than immediate confrontation. Separately from Forward, a protester in Jerusalem faces prison charges. The government accuses him of actions against Israeli democracy. And finally, Times of Israel details a clash between the Prime Minister and Jared Kushner. The disagreement was over continued military actions on October 7th, terrorists. Here's what people are saying online. Raylan Givens, a conflict analyst, shared just over 40 minutes ago that IDF forces captured a senior Hamas officer in southern Gaza this morning. Lieutenant Colonel Ella Wawea posted about the closure of two more Hamas tunnels in Gaza. This is part of ongoing efforts to dismantle militant infrastructure. Ynet Global, a prominent news outlet, reports that the U.S. has indicted 17 Iranians for a hacking campaign. The campaign targeted universities and other institutions worldwide. Let's go deeper, starting with Bennett's new security concept. He aims to shift Israel's response strategy by targeting Iran if Hezbollah strikes. This approach, reported by Israel Hayom, challenges existing regional defense policies. It may redefine Israel's deterrence tactics in the Middle East. Turning to the situation in Syria, Netanyahu's revelation about potential Turkish troop deployment raises regional tensions. As reported by JNS, the U.S. expresses concern over the unstable dynamics in northwestern Syria. This reveals the complex international stakes involving Israel, Syria, and Turkey. Meanwhile, Trump's strategic shift on Iran, highlighted by Walla, suggests a long-term approach to weaken Tehran. This marks a departure from more aggressive tactics. It reflects changing U.S. foreign policy priorities in the Middle East. In a related development, the protester facing charges in Jerusalem underscores the government's strict stance on civil disobedience. As Forward reports, this case exemplifies the tensions within Israeli society over democratic values. It raises questions about freedom of expression. And finally, the clash between Netanyahu and Kushner over military actions, as detailed by Times of Israel, reveals internal disagreements on handling terrorist threats. This dispute could affect future U.S.-Israel cooperation on security matters. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that the Bank of Israel governor warns of a fiscal trilemma. The next government must balance debt reduction with economic growth. Separately, KTEC highlights Israel's new consortium aimed at secure communications networks. This initiative addresses the challenges posed by quantum computing. And finally, Israel Hayom Business announces the expansion of Gett services to numerous countries. This move allows Israelis to pay in shekels when traveling abroad, enhancing convenience for international travelers. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 2 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.